the story of a United States Marine, a Marine who ran into trouble with other Marines, and he is standing by right now outside the gates of Quantico Marine Base in Virginia, where he's about to walk in and give himself up. His name is Matt Solowinski, who graduated from Marine Corps Basic in San Diego as the highest-ranked recruit in September of last year, went to infantry school at Camp Pendleton, then was assigned to the 1st Battalion 5th Marines at Pendleton, and that's where some trouble started. Matt joins us on a cell phone from literally outside the gates of Quantico. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm all right.
Tell me what happened to you once you got to Pendleton and were assigned to the 1st Battalion 5th Marines.
Well, after I got there, after two or three days of processing, we were getting sent to our platoons, and when one of my sergeants and the other Marines found out that I had acquired the rank of Lance Corporal through boot camp, they already didn't like me because they said I didn't deserve the rank. So I had been picked on and pretty much secluded from the group and kind of like brought out and showed up, so making me feel bad and make me feel like nothing. And I'd been hit and choked and slapped in different instances and pretty much just abused throughout my whole time I was there.
Who was doing that abuse?
Other Marines, other Lance Corporals and Sergeants from my platoon.
Because they didn't think you deserved to be a Lance Corporal?
No, that's exactly right.
Is it unusual for someone who's been in the Marines less than a year to quickly achieve the rank of Lance Corporal?
Yeah, it's almost unheard of because I got it out of boot camp. So I kind of like jumped the rank because I did so well in boot camp, and they were upset because they'd been in two or three times.
You must have done something special if you got it that quickly.
Yes, I did.
What did you do?
I just did what I was told, and I did it better than everybody else, so I came out the number one recruit out of my company.
Have you heard of this happening to other Marines?
I've heard of it before, and some other Marines I talked to have said some things that it's the same thing within the unit that has happened, but not really as much to the level where it was taken with me.
All right, so they're beating you up, and they're choking you, and what are you doing? How do you handle it? While this is all going on, can you fight back, considering that you're dealing with other Lance Corporals and your sergeant?
No, because they had more authority than I did. So if I had chose to fight back, it probably would have got me in more trouble, and then I would have lost rank, or I would have been punished due to they would have taken the story of the senior Marines who had been in the unit two or three years, as opposed to me barely being there.
How long did this go on for, Matt?
About a month straight.
And then what did you do?
When it got to the point where we were in a class and we had to do IV insertions. And one of the Marines that had done it on me first to show the other Marines how to do it, he had messed up and he had punctured my vein and it kind of bent it. And so my arm had kind of swollen up and got black and blue and I was bleeding. After that had happened, my sergeant had asked me, one of the sergeants that didn't like me had already been abusing me, to ask me if I had already done the insertion. And I said yes, and he had said, but I had told him how it went wrong. And he said, well, all right, we'll just make sure it happens again and we won't leave until it gets done right. And then he went out of his way to find a Marine that already was trying to hide from it because he didn't like the idea of messing with other people's veins with needles and was scared to do it and made him do it to me. And it took four or five tries before it was finally done right.
Mm. This caused you physical harm?
Yeah, it did because I bled a lot and I started getting dizzy at one point, but I didn't say anything because I knew it wouldn't do any good. It probably would have just egged him on to make it worse and maybe do something else. And then we went on a run after that. And I had pains in my chest, and I started to cough up blood. But I couldn't do anything about it because none of the Marines really cared. They just kept making me run. So when it got to that point, I decided that obviously this wasn't a healthy environment. And I feared for my safety because I was already coughing up blood, and they wouldn't let me do anything about it. So I just left.
I got to tell you, Matt, I listen to you tell this story, it's like I'm listening to a real-life version of A Few Good Men. It's like you ran into an officer who decided to give you a code red.
Seems like.
Are any of the people who you say did this to you, are they facing any kind of charges?
No. As far as what I've been told, that when some of the people investigated, everyone said nothing has happened.
And who investigated? How did you finally get somebody to look into this?
My mom had made some phone calls to some of the officers in my unit, and they had said that they had checked into it, and so far they couldn't do anything about it until I came back in and told them what happened, because there's been nothing but denial.
You couldn't go to the officers who were above your sergeant, right?
No, I cannot, because I had to go through a chain of command, and I couldn't do that because the officers in my chain of command, or the NCOs and the other Lance Corporals in my chain of command, were the ones that were doing it. So I couldn't really go to them and say that they were abusing me and expect them to help me.
This was not what you expected when you joined the Marine Corps, was it?
No, it was not.
Did you expect to go off to Iraq and fight there?
I did. I had even opted to go to Iraq with another unit when there was a chance for volunteers to be sent, and I was denied several times.
Why?
I don't know, other than the fact that they didn't want me to leave the unit and they wanted me to stay there.
So this sounds like a classic case of somebody just being harassed because people have decided they don't like you. Maybe it's out of jealousy or for whatever reasons. What consequences are you facing once you walk in that gate at Quantico?
As far as I know now, there's different charges I could be accused of for being a deserter, even though I'm coming back under my own free will. And so I don't really know until I go in there and find out what's exactly their idea of what's going on and what they plan to do about it.
So are you technically AWOL right now?
At the moment, yes.
How long have you been AWOL?
About 6 months.
And did you just walk off the base at Pendleton and say, that's it, I can't deal with this anymore?
We were off duty at the time, and then I had another incident where, because I had been forced to do some duty that was, I was picked out automatically, like the sergeant looked for me and came to me personally and said that I had to do it. And then after that, I realized it got to the point where obviously nothing was going to change, so I left at that time.
I understand that earlier today you went and talked to some staff members of Congressman Ken Calvert, who I think represents the part of California that Pendleton is based in. Is that right?
Oh, well, we tried to get a hold of them, but we haven't been able to get in contact with them.
Have you heard from anybody on Capitol Hill who's interested in hearing your story?
We've been waiting on calls back, so I'm not exactly sure.
You got an attorney with you?
Yes, I do.
And are you looking at criminal proceedings against you? I guess you don't know until you walk through that gate and find out what happens to you, right?
Exactly. I won't know until I'm there.
How long was your commitment to the Marine Corps when you signed up?
I did 4 years active and 8 years inactive.
So you haven't even made it through a couple of years of that yet?
No, I have not.
If they were to assign you to another unit, which you said you had asked them to do, and put you in with other people, do you think that would solve the problem for you, or do you think this is something that is inherent inside the Marine Corps against people like you?
From what I had known, I had talked to other Marines that were in different companies and units, and they said that those things had never happened to them, so it seemed like it was more just with the company that and the platoon that I was in. Like maybe I just got put in the wrong place, and so I'm not exactly sure, but that's pretty much what I was told.
Can you point the finger at any one particular person who's responsible for the way you were treated?
No, I do not. I do not wish to disclose that information.
Okay. Matt, I thank you for your service, and I hope that you get to go on and do what you want to do. You still want to be a Marine, right?
I'm not sure at this point.
Why aren't you sure?
Because I don't know exactly what's going to happen. I find out what they intend to do to me about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take it from there.
What would you like to have happen? I mean, you must have thought of a scenario. Well, if everything goes the way I want it to, this will happen. What's this?
Well, now I've pretty much lost my faith and trust in the Marine Corps since we're supposed to be a family, and we're supposed to be like a band of brothers, and it didn't really seem like that. So if anything, I'd like to get out, but if they won't give me that option, I'm going to have to go with whatever they give me, I guess.
Are you trying for a discharge then?
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal.
All right, Matt, thank you for sharing your story. I appreciate it. And you're literally going to hang up the phone with me and walk in that gate and face whatever the consequences are, right?
Yep.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. There's Lance Corporal Matt Solowinski, who's going to go inside that gate at Quantico Marine Base in Virginia right now and deal with the consequences of being AWOL for 6 months. And he says he's talked to people in other units, and other Marines have told him that sort of thing doesn't go on in their units. You got to wonder why it's going on in that unit. I don't think it's systemic. I know quite a few Marines. I've worked with quite a few of them. In fact, I worked with quite a few of them at Quantico when I lived in Virginia for several years before moving to St. Louis. And never heard a story like this one before, which is why I wanted to share it with you here this afternoon on KMOX.